Welcome to the Enterprise Systems Podcast. I'm James E. Powell, Editorial Director for ES, and your host for this program. No development is complete without thorough testing. And testing is a key component of software quality. Nobody knows that better than our speaker, Christopher Benedetto from Solstice Software, a leading provider of integration and SOA testing software. In this podcast, I discuss with Christopher trends in programming and testing, how testing has changed over the last decade, and how integration testing, especially SOA testing, fits into the mix. Christopher also offers some best practices for testing composite and distributed applications.
Christopher, let's begin by talking about testing in general. What are the trends that you see in application development, application programming, and testing?
There are a few trends that we've seen through our customer experience. The first is the rise in agile programming techniques. And if you're not familiar or your listeners are not familiar with agile, it's a software development method that really values a few different things. One is working software over a comprehensive documentation. Another is collaboration with customers over negotiation of contracts, so it's very inclusive of customer input and requirements. And another is the ability to respond to change versus following a plan. So agile development is very flexible, very responsive. So, for example, the days of deciding everything up front and performing a detailed set of activities is, kind of changing a little bit. And what we see is that most agile projects are very cross-organizational, decisions almost daily. Sometimes this is called Scrum or Extreme Program. And really what you get is systems that are grown, little short iterations or short development cycles as opposed to big bangs. Another big trend that we're seeing is that testing is really no longer a phase of a larger development cycle, meaning at the end, but it's part of every iteration or every incremental development. So IT has started to really increase its recognition of testing as important from day one, and this is really part of, things like governance. Having a strong governance framework in place to do that is important, and really reinforce that as something that's important. And what we've seen is that a strong adherence to testing and quality assurance at every single stage of the software development lifecycle really results in efficiency, because quality is efficiency. As an example, a National Institute of Science and Technology study gave data about software errors and inaccuracies and production errors. And what they've found out is that it costs the economy almost $60 billion. And that was a 2002 estimate. So we've seen a lot of changes, I think, since 2002 to try to mitigate some of those errors and to reduce defects and faulty software from the larger enterprise systems. But managing the test function to ensure that it's aligned is not a real easy process, and getting all the right tools in place to do that is difficult. So what you need are a couple things. One is strong test coverage, which means maximum visibility to data transports and all the different types of systems that are out there. Another thing that you need is automation, and this has become a very important part of the testing process, the ability to automate unit and regression and component tests. And finally, you need the visibility and isolation from strong tooling to take a look inside systems these days. So net-net, we've seen a very different development experience, moving from long development cycles to a much more agile approach, and we've seen testing become very much a part of every testing phase, and new requirements coming out for what it takes to test new and different applications.
So let's talk a little bit about testing. What's different about traditional testing, let's say what IT was doing 10 years ago, versus the testing that IT has to do today?
Well, there's a couple of changes. First, there's a recognized market now. This market's about $1 billion in size for testing software, and it's growing at about 9 to 10% per year. So interestingly, even though all those defects that we talked about in the NIST study are still out there, we obviously have a long way to go, but, the market is growing, and I think the market is responding to opportunity, and you'll see a lot more software testing tools and software capabilities around testing being put into the development cycle. Another thing that I've seen as a change is that integration and process orchestration is becoming much more key to the business because of the advantage that an integrated environment brings. So this is applicable to customer systems. It's applicable to supply chain systems. It's also applicable to internal systems. So much more automated and integrated systems. So what this means is that while load and performance and stress testing is still extremely important, there's also a great focus now on what is becoming known as integration testing. And that means answering whether or not parts of the application function together end to end, because more applications are being assembled as opposed to just built and then integrated. So with SOA, service-oriented architecture, and integration testing becoming extremely important to the enterprise and strategies being put together for that, the traditional unit testing model, or that kind of micro-scale testing of each particular function or code module, becomes even more important, because that is happening on a much grander scale across the entire enterprise, and systems are dependent upon other systems. And sometimes what you can see is that if one module is faulty, there's a cascade of failures. And I guess another point is that testing is moving towards kind of a combination of white box and black box testing. White box is the traditional programmer, developer-intensive model. Black box is really more the QA. What we're seeing is that both developers and QA folks are becoming involved with testing, as I mentioned earlier, at every single phase. And with integrated systems and enterprises, you need to test the code and the logic as well as the functionality and the requirements. So, I don't know, maybe gray box testing is the next generation. I guess bottom line is, more than ever, the business really needs to demand a test-driven strategy, especially for integration and SOA projects, because quality of those types of projects is really equating to efficiency.
Well, SOA is clearly part of this growing integration trend, but doesn't SOA introduce new challenges of its own in terms of testing? I mean, how do you test interfaces that you can't see and that you can't control?
You're right. SOA granularity requires more and different types of testing to identify errors. Every single message, every single interface, every single service, and each business process that all those interfaces and messages support have to be tested, and they have to be validated in order to generate the expected results. So let me give you an example. An example might help here. Let's say a business process like making a deposit in an ATM machine, and we all have done this ourselves, and we, I think, understand that it's supported by software and hardware systems. But let's just say, for the sake of example, a simple example that's made up of three separate applications or web services. Now keep in mind that each of those three services has been tested, and even if each of those three services is 99.999% approved in terms of quality in a standalone way, what happens if you start integrating them together? Well, if you take those three systems and you integrate them together, and they're not necessarily tested or designed always to work together, you might be dropping the quality quotient down to something like 97%. That means that there's a 3% chance that an integrated or an SOA-driven system is actually creating lower quality environments by mistake. That means systems aren't updated, transactions aren't verified, checks aren't done, log files are missing transactions. That means your deposit might not be found, and none of us want to be in that situation. So to get around this, a few integration testing tools are offering things like simulation capabilities to support systems that are unavailable, as well as other types of testing and introspection of integrated business processes and SOA systems, so that they can look deep inside these systems and validate the functionality that's there.
So given the uncertainty and complexity of integration testing and the headache that it can be, what are some of the principles and the best practices that you recommend IT take when it has to test a composite or distributive application?
Well, each project is a unique project, and what we have seen through the documentation of our customers are a few best practices emerge. Here's what your listeners can do to take test-driven integration and SOA efforts from concept to implementation. It's a couple of steps. The first step is to define a testing approach and the platform coverage where and when testing will be used. That means selecting the systems and selecting the platforms where you know that you're going to want to test. And you probably want to isolate that. You want to pick specific systems as opposed to a blanket, we're going to do every single system. The second step is to define strategies for designing, implementing, and actually operating the test cases. So, for example, at a recent customer site of ours, we generated 70,000 test cases for a financial institution. And that was very specific area of their application stack and very specific areas that those 70,000 tests were generated for. So we developed a strategy to actually design and implement tests, and then we automated the creation of over 70,000 tests. The third step would be to establish testing design patterns to maximize the coverage. That means design patterns around, well, how are we going to certify the components? How are we going to certify the logic? And how are we going to test end-to-end? So this is also a bit a part of step two, but this is the part where you're actually making sure that every single scenario is covered, so you have maximum coverage. And that means sometimes testing at the component level and sometimes testing at a much higher level. The fourth step is really part of governance. It's really developing a collaboration and governance model to establish things like who's testing what, when are they testing it, how do they inform others about it, how do they share those assets across the organization. It's important to think about those considerations when you're picking a testing tool in that case, and also when you're thinking about how you're going to make sure that a project is really certified and complete. And then the last two steps that we've seen and that we recommend are sponsor a testing pilot. That means actually focus on testing and the agile programming techniques that we've talked about with a specific project in mind. And then the last step is to sponsor a testing center of excellence. This is really where agile programming techniques and testing becomes part of the culture, and a testing center of excellence becomes a hub for activities, testing activities for every project. So those are a couple of the steps that we would recommend and some of the things that we've seen in practice at our customers.
You've talked about customers including a financial institution. Give me a little background about what Solstice Software is all about.
Sure. Solstice Software is a provider of automated end-to-end integration and SOA testing software. We primarily focus on large organizations that are looking for visibility into complex systems that support their customer and partner and internal business applications. Some of our customers include large financial institutions, leading providers of biotechnology and healthcare management systems, as well as technology and systems integrators.
Well, Christopher, thank you for spending some time and giving us your perspective on integration and testing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. For more information about Solstice Software, you can visit their website at www.solstice.com. For insight into IT trends and technology, check out the enterprise section of our homepage, www.esj.com. There you'll also find the latest IT technology news updated daily. And be sure to check Enterprise Strategy's newsletter, our RSS feed, or the ESJ homepage for information about our next podcast.